Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is going to be a great lesson on friendship and the Coliseum of life. I'm drinking my shake. I literally just did Olivia this morning. I did a power walk. First time I've ever walked uphill at a 5.0. Good job, Robbie. Good job, Robbie. And then I did a body weight strength with thrusters, squats, these things. Have you guys ever done these where you go squat, turn? Huh. Those were fun, the first 10. Ooh. And then we did abs, and then we did planks, and then we did spiders, and then we did mountain climbers. Really, really good. It's a great Tuesday. You're right, Liz. Okay, so good morning. Good morning. Just finished your rise and shine from yesterday. Yay! And Lori's listening to the podcast. Isn't it fantastic, by the way? The podcast is fantastic. Okay, girls, we're going to talk today about the Coliseum of Life. First of all, do you guys like my pants? Look, 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 look. My boys, they know what to get me. They know, sure know what to get me. Okay, who's ready? Listen, I'm not saying this is going to be the nicest lesson. I don't know where my phone, there it is. I'm starting to realize, I think Riley uses my lemon thingy because I wash it and it's never where I put it. It's in the sink early in the mornings. I think he's doing lemon water. Okay. Who's ready? Raise your hand if you were on my Rise and Shine yesterday and heard me talk about friendships. Raise your hand if you heard my Rise and Shine from yesterday. Because here's the deal. I'm not real sure you're going to understand today if you missed yesterday. Is that fair? For those of you who were on the Rise and Shine yesterday, is that fair? My favorite thing to do. Good morning, Leah. Good morning. Okay, good. Y'all were on the Rise and Shine yesterday. Fantastic. Which, by the way, you guys know Mama Pam? You guys know Mama Pam that's always on here, whom I love so much. You guys know Mama Pam? Let's say a prayer. She hasn't been on. Her husband fell out of the back of the truck on his back. So, sweet little thing messaged me to let me know that she hasn't been on Rise and Shine because her husband, Doyle, fell out of the back of the truck. I mean, who thinks about letting us all know that she's not going to be on Rise and Shine? So, may we all pray for Mama Pam and Doyle, okay? So, let's talk about friendships. Let's talk about the Coliseum of Life. Listen to me. Listen to me, girls. I love your messages, for starters. Obviously, this message isn't just for Robbie to share. Obviously, this is for a lot of you guys. I got a lot of messages from you guys yesterday, and it warms my heart to know that me being vulnerable and exposing a lot of what I walk through in life is an answer for you. And so thank you for messaging me. Thank you for being vulnerable. None of us are immune to women. Did you know that? I was gonna say I can count on one hand how many men have stabbed me in the back. But I can't even do that. I can't even, maybe one finger, maybe not even. It's women. None of us are immune to women. And so what I want you girls to do is, number one, I want you to be vulnerable with your life, and I want you to understand it's the season of life. It's a journey. It's what we all go through, because none of us are immune to women. Now, women, there's two camps. There's the great, let's go forward, let's be truthful, let's advance, let's be awesome, let's gain our marriages, let's gain our children, let's live for our greatest days, let's be pure-hearted, let's be who we say we are. Let's actually live out the scripture that we quote. I mean, let's actually live the worship that we sing. There's that camp, right? Then there's this camp of women. Listen, listen, listen. Both women go to church. Both women quote scripture. Both women love the Lord. This camp is a taker. This camp is what's in it for me. This camp is drama. This camp is gossip. This camp is lying. This camp is manipulating. This camp is sly. Remember, what did I share with you guys yesterday? A dog says rough, rough, a cat says meow, and a snake says good morning, friend. That's this camp, okay? So there's two camps of women. And here's the reality, girls. Listen, none of us are immune to that. And the day that we stop believing that we put ourselves on a pedestal, that we're immune to the reality of both camps of women, I'm not immune to great women. I'm not immune to surrounding myself with greatness. And I'm also not immune from seeing distractions and disaster and divisiveness and gossip and sly from all the people. So both camps, just because you post scripture, just because you talk about how much you love the Lord, just because you gain this righteousness of words, doesn't define your camp. Your actions define your camp. So what I want to encourage you girls, as we walk through this journey of women, go back to biblical days. Go back to what it was like in the Bible. There was people who did the same thing as they're doing today to you and me. There's nothing new under the sun. I love that the word says that. There's nothing new under the sun. So, as I talk about this Colosseum of women, I want you to stay with me. This is going to be fast and this is going to be furious. There's a Colosseum of life. Every single one of us are living it. We all have this Colosseum. We all have 30,000 seats. We all have a ticket booth. We all have a walk around outside. We all have a third balcony, a second balcony, a first balcony, floor seats, front row seats, and then we all have halftime people in the locker room. Let's go. All right? Every single one of us. I don't want you to just think, well, yeah, because you have a huge following or because you're a thought leader, whatever. No, no, no. All of us, all of us, all of us, you too. Let's talk about that. On the outside of your Colosseum are all the people, all the people. You have the people that are coming into the Colosseum, whether it's first balcony, third balcony, or floor seats, everybody's got to come into the Colosseum, right? So there's all the people. Then they begin to separate themselves the closer to showtime. What is showtime? Your life. Your life is showtime. So they begin to separate themselves, right? You'll see the VIP entrance. You'll see general admission. You'll see suite entrance. You see all those things as you begin to separate yourself walking into this Colosseum. Now, as the show of your life begins to start, there's people out there that also are trying to sell tickets to your show. Sell tickets. Sell tickets. Counterfeit? We don't know. Maybe they sell tickets to your life and they upcharge triple amounts. And there's people that'll pay that because they really want to be a part of your show. They really want to be a part of your life. But there's always scalpers. There's always scalpers. Then part two is maybe quite perhaps there's people who are just watching to see what happens. They're not going to pay money to watch your show. That's called social media. To all of my people who watch, who like to pretend you don't, those are those people outside the Coliseum. They're like, I really want to know what's going on. But if I just stand by the door, I can hear it. I can hear it. I'm not going to pay to come in. I'm going to act like I wasn't there. She'll never see me standing outside of Facebook or standing outside of Instagram. But I can hear it. If they open the door, I can hear it. I can hear the roar of the crowd. I can hear the song. Nobody ever knows that I'm out here. I'm just watching on Facebook. I'm just watching on Instagram. That's the Coliseum. Then you come into the Coliseum. And then what you're willing to invest is what separates the seats. Listen to me. What you're willing to invest in a friendship is what determines your seat. So, all the ones that want to invest minimal, third balcony, section 300, you go that way. Section 300, you go that way. And they sit up there, right? They're your Facebook friend. They don't interact. They don't say a word. They're the people who watch from a side. They know everything about you. You had no idea. And they have binoculars, perhaps, and they're watching. And they want to zoom in really, really closely, and then they want to zoom back out. But just listening and just being a part of it, good or bad, is enough. And then I spent a little bit more money, so that's section 200, go that way, section 200, go that way, section 200, go that way. Oh, section 300, you got to go that way. There's an elevator, go up, that's section 300. Section 200 has invested a little bit more and they're a little bit closer. They're a little bit closer to you. So they might know when your baby was born. They might know what's going on because they actively watch you on Facebook. Like they actively watch you on Facebook. But again, they're still taking a friendship. They don't add any value to you. And then there's the first balcony. First balcony's up front and center. Like first balcony has invested even more. So they might be out here. They might be the girls that show up to your Bible study. They might be the girls that show up to a football game, your local football game that you know. I'll see her every Friday night. I see her every Friday night, right? That's that first balcony. I know you by name. I know you by name. First balcony, I know you by name. Hi, our boys are in the same class. Hi, yes, I know you by name. First balcony friends. So they've heard what's going on with you because all the first balcony friends kind of know what's going on with you. So they heard what's going on with you, but they don't really know the deets. They don't really know the deets, but they don't know a lot more than the second and third balcony. First balcony, first name basis, see you Friday night, give you a hug, see you at church, first balcony. Then we go to the floor seats. These are people that literally invest a lot more because they want to be on the floor of your life. That you know them by name. I look at some of the names here. Andrea Miller. I know Andrea Miller. She's been around for a long time. I know that name. Hello, Amy. So I'm getting to know who Amy is. Grace. I'm starting to know Grace's name. Andrea Sims. She's on the first floor. Melanie Floyd. She's on the first floor. Brittany. Kim Gainey, let's see, who else? Christy Dunning. Christy Dunning has come to the front row, okay? So there's the floor seats and they know a lot more about you. They see your emotions when you come off that court. They hear your frustrations and they don't really blame you. They literally hear you come off. They really know that you're hurt because they're on the first floor and they see what's going on. They hear the coaching wisdom that's been given to you and they watch your emotions and they can tell when your leg is hurting. Man, they can tell. The first balcony, second, and third don't even know. But the floor seats, whoo, that hurt. That hurt. Can't catch my breath. That's the first balcony people. They see them give you some water and they're fully aware of what's going on. Okay, they're fully aware of what's going on. They notice when you're not playing. They notice when you're not in the game. Then you have your front row seats. Front row seats. The people right here, they can smell your sweat. They can see your winch. You don't have to say a word. They can hear your frustrations. They can sense how you're feeling. They're the ones that reach up and tap you on the back and say, you got this, you got this. They knuckle bump you when you come off the court. They wink at you when you need a wink. Those are your front row Joes, your front row seats right here. And I can tell you some of these, my inner circle. I said the name Liz Schwartz yesterday. I said the name Stacy Nichols yesterday. Those girls are front row and center. My inner circle advisory council's front row and center. They're close. They hear my frustrations. Now, then you have your halftime people. Then there's the people that go backstage with you. Then there's the people that you bring back court, I mean halftime, off the court with you because they add value to you. See, the front row people add value to you because they're close in proximity. But the locker room people literally touch you and add value and bring presence, not like gifts, their presence to you, their wisdom to you, their encouragement to you. I don't need anything from you except get your butt out in that game and finish the race. Like Liz Schwartz just texted me this morning. It's very typical for Liz. I've known her since I was 18 years old. Stacy Nichols texted me yesterday and they said, sister, I'm always praying for you. Don't you ever stop doing what you're doing. That's the halftime in my locker room people. Because listen to me now, now there could be people that go from the outside of the Coliseum to the third balcony, to the second, to the first, to the floor, to the front row seats, to your locker room. And still, remember the why in the road? There's these people and there's these people. Listen, girls, I want to liberate you from something. Do you guys know the name Selena? Anybody know the name Selena? Anybody want to tell me what happened to Selena? Anybody want to tell me what happened to Selena? You guys remember? Bitty bitty bum bum. Bitty bitty bum bum. You guys remember Selena? Anybody remember what happened to Selena? Mm-hmm. She was shot by her halftime locker room mother. Not real mother. Her spiritual mother that became her manager, shot and killed by someone so close to her. Girls, none of us are immune from Selena. None of us. I too have been shot by someone very close to me multiple times. Multiple times. It's what I said yesterday. You want me to show you my back? One of these days, I'm going to pull up my shirt and I'm going to have Melissa and a Sharpie write names. You might notice some of them. Of the bullet wounds on my back. Actually, I wouldn't do that to you because I don't want you to know the other side of them. So I would protect them. Unfortunately for Selena and unfortunately for this manager, her name went viral. Sometimes I think we should do what some of these big influencers do now and screenshot and tag these hateful people. However, I don't do that. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So at the end of the day, though, none of us. Hello, Jamie Lyles. Jamie, don't get Jamie Lyles preaching. Jamie Lyles is like, bring it, sister. Listen to me. Listen. None of us are immune from being Selena. I too have had my managers in my locker room who used to wipe the blood off my face and put ammonia around my eyes, who used to say, get your butt back in there. And man, when the time was right, when the greed set in, when the gossip set in, when the dissension set in, when the self set in, when all the division set in, boom, shot me right in the back. It happens, girls. Man, I've got chills. This is for someone. Listen to me. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something really clearly. None of us are immune from Selena. But let me tell you clearly, I pray every day for God's covering over my life. Because if my obedience brings gunshot wounds, then it is what it is. But here's what I know to be true. As I don't have the fame Selena has, and I don't have the money Selena has, and all the things that lady shot her for, her best friend, her manager, her spiritual mother, her BFF, the one who spent a lot of time with her, shot and killed her because the girl found herself in an evil place, not Selena. See, may we all stay pure because the person who holds the gun is the one who suffers after all. Girls, look at me. I read your messages. I talked to some of you yesterday. I may be shot, but I'm alive. I may have been shot, but I'm alive. I may have been shot, but I'm still growing. I'm still growing. And you know what happens to the gun holders? They go attract more gun holders, and they love to gather, and they love to get together, and they love to talk about shining their guns and putting more bullets in their gun. And do our guns match, and whose gun's prettier? And well, let me tell you about my gun. Great, let them do that. But the point of it is you continue to move, girls. And hear me, when you pray every day for God to show you great and mighty things that you would have never known, He will. And you better get ready for it. Because I'm okay with God exposing the manager, with God exposing the best friend before she puts the bullet in the gun. Because here's the deal. Some of them we can smell. Some of them we get shot in the back. But you know what? We're alive. And so the greatest thing that we can do in this Colosseum is trust the humanity, trust the beauty of humanity. And when God begins to show you, believe Him. If there's anything I'm guilty of, is I always say, yeah, but she's so sweet, and yeah, but she's so sad, and yeah, but she needs a friend, and yeah, but look at her marriage, and yeah, but look at her kids, and yeah, but man, if I could just help her. Boom, Robbie gets shot in the face. But here's the deal, girls. It's a lesson for me to learn. That's a lesson for you to learn. It's not that we stop loving people. It's that we start becoming more aware. So, as we go into the locker room, please don't assume that your manager is not going to shoot you in the face, that your best friend is not going to shoot you in the face. And if they do, what is the point? You'll be all right. I'm all right. Listen, I'd rather take the bullet than hold the gun. Because I don't know about you, but the God that I serve is not a liar. And He will always do what He says He's going to do. And I don't have to get vengeance. I don't have to call the popo. I don't have to do any of that. Because I would rather take the bullet than hold the gun. And so what I want to encourage you, girls, what I want to encourage you is you're not immune to Selena. You're not immune to the manager. You're not immune to being shot at. You're not. None of us are that great. The question I have for you is, will you continue to have faith in people, in humanity? Will you continue to still allow God to bring you beautiful women? Can you imagine if I stopped having friends because of the bullets in my back? You've got to be freaking kidding me. What a loss I would have. What a loss. I'm not willing to lose great people because of stupid people. I'm not. It's the cycle of life. Poor Mufasa. We all have a scar, don't we? I mean, come on, girls. Let's think about that. What I want you to do is I want you to take your pedestal off of the cycle of life and thinking you're immune to that kind of behavior. We're not. But never, ever forget. I'd rather take the bullet. I'd rather be Mufasa than hold the gun, than be accountable for the witch's brew holding the stick, than be the collector of division and deceit. No, thank you. No, thank you. And quite honestly, when I pull my shirt up, Jamie, should I do it? Should I write all the names on my back, Jamie Lyles? And if I pull that shirt up and I think, you know what? I'm grateful for those people because it made me greater. It made me stronger. It made me wiser. It made me refine my friendships. It made me really, truly sit and understand that hurt people hurt people. And it really made me sit and it made me realize that birds of a feather flock together. Even if it's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, they always get exposed, right? It's what Dr. Mike Murdoch said. A duck says quack, quack. A dog says rough, rough. A cat says meow, meow. And a snake says good morning, friend. And sometimes it takes a while to see that. And that is okay. Girls, I want to sit here and I want to say to you, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. But don't put all your friends in a cage of gun holders because of one. Don't do it. Mike Murdoch also said, true friends have the same enemies. What? I learned that really clearly over the last few months. True friends have the great enemies. True friends have the same enemies. Excuse me. True friends have the same enemies. So, all that to say, I want to encourage you girls. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. None of us can live without friends, and none of us can live in perfect friendships. But tomorrow, we're going to talk about you being a friend, because some of you may be the girl that I'm talking about. Some of you may be the manager. Some of you may be Scar. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about you. Yesterday and today, I wanted to talk about what it feels like. I understand what it feels like. Ask Jamie Lyles. Jamie and I walked through some crap together. Brandy and I, Callie and I, Melissa and I, Danielle and I, we've walked through some crap. But true friends have the same enemies, quote Dr. Murdoch. All right. So, your coliseum of life is a beautiful one. I want to encourage you, continue to take your microphone, continue to live, continue to be obedient, continue to do what God has asked you to do, continue to shine, continue to do all the things, continue to use your gifts to empower others, continue to be you, continue to grow, continue to work yourself, continue to work your talent, continue to practice shooting the ball, continue to sing, continue to do whatever performance it is that God has called you to do in your coliseum of life. Do not allow a third balcony watcher, a second balcony watcher, a first balcony watcher. Don't allow a floor seater, a front row seater, or for heaven's sake, manager of Selena seater in your locker room. Don't allow them to encourage you to quit, to force you to quit. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because remember, I'd rather take the bullet than be the one holding the gun. So, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right, girls. None of us are immune to women. I want to encourage you in that. And I will continue, no matter the names on my back, no matter the bullets in my back, and I will continue to trust friends. Because again, I am not accountable for you. I'm accountable for me. My response is my responsibility. And all of us will stand at the right hand of God, and he will say, so tell me, what was that all about? So tell me, what'd you do that for? So tell me, you knew better, okay? And that is the vision that I hold very true to my heart. So I love you girls. I love you girls so much. Thank you for your messages. Thank you for tagging your friends that are hurting. I heard from your friends that you've tagged. This is a real topic. No one wants to talk about it. Sometimes I think, God, why do you want me to talk about these things? But you know what? I always say, yes, I want to liberate you. You're going to be just fine. You're beautiful. You're enough. And you can get released from friends because God has better plans for you. Mwah! Cheers, everyone. Rise and shine, girls. Wakey, wakey. Eggs and bakey. I'll see you tomorrow on your angle of friendship. All right.
I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.